You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Friday, March 6, 2026. Save room, existing and planned natural gas storage facilities in East Texas and West Louisiana. Published by Housley Carr. Location, location, location doesn't just apply to residential and commercial real estate. It also holds true for natural gas storage, which is in high and rising demand along the Texas-Louisiana border, where a slew of new LNG export capacity is coming online, new gas-fired power plants too. In today's RBN blog, number 3 in a series, we finish our look at existing and planned gas storage capacity in the corridor between the Haynesville-Western Haynesville and the LNG export complex along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways, as well as storage near the Katy Hub west of Houston. In part 1, we said the three existing LNG export terminals in the Sabine-Neches Calcasieu area demand up to 7 BCF per day of natural gas, and that four new terminals under construction there will add another 10 BCF per day of demand over the next 5 years. The gas needs of these facilities and other large energy consumers can vary widely, and sometimes suddenly. As we noted last time, pipelines can absorb many of these variations with line pack and other means, but balancing gas supply and demand will require more gas storage facilities that can, for example, quickly receive large volumes of gas when an LNG train trips offline, or quickly send out stored gas when demand for gas-fired generation spikes. In our first blog, we looked at Caliche Storage's Golden Triangle Storage and Spindletop Expansion Project, Trinity Gas Storage's Bethel, Texas, facility, and Energy Transfer's Bethel Gas Storage and BAML facilities. Then, in Part 2, we discussed Neuvennis's Texas Reliability Underground Hub in Liberty County, Texas, the Black Bayou Energy Hub in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, Gulf Coast Midstream Partners' Freeport Energy Storage Hub, or FRESH, and three energy transfer facilities, Moss Bluff in Liberty County, Egan in Acadia Parish, Louisiana, and Tres Palacios in Matagorda County, Texas. Today, we conclude our review of gas storage facilities and projects in this general area. Note that there is additional gas storage a little further afield, but we won't be covering that in this blog series. We'll start with gas storage giant Williams Cause, which owns 6 gas storage facilities across Louisiana and Mississippi, some salt cavern and some depleted reservoir, with a combined capacity of about 200 BCF, as well as 37 BCF in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Most relevant to this blog series are Williams's 48 BCF Pine Prairie Salt Cavern Storage Facility in Evangeline Parish, Louisiana, and its 14 BCF Arcadia Facility, also salt caverns, in Bienville Parish, Louisiana. Pine Prairie has connections to Williams Transco Pipeline as well as ANR Pipeline, Columbia Gulf Transmission, CGT, Florida Gas Transmission, FGT, Kinder Morgan Louisiana Pipeline, KMLA, Tennessee Gas Pipeline, TGP, Texas Gas Transmission, TGT, Texas Eastern Transmission, TETCO, and 3 natural gas power plants. In February, Williams announced plans for a 15.4 BCF expansion at Pine Prairie. The company's 7C filing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or the FERC, last August indicated that the expansion will add 300 million cubic feet per day of injection capacity and up to 500 million cubic feet per day of withdrawal capacity. Construction is slated to begin later this year, with commercial operation to follow in Q4 2028. As for the Arcadia storage site, header pipelines running north and south from the facility link get to several nearby gas pipelines, including Regency Intrastate, Pellico, Gulf South, Centerpoint, and DCP Midstream. We should note that Williams also owns the 75 BCF Washington Storage Facility, a depleted reservoir site just east of Pine Prairie and St. Landry Parish that is located along Transco's main line. Next up is Kinder Morgan, another gas storage giant, which has several storage facilities in Texas and Louisiana, including a few near the Texas-Louisiana border and near Katy Hub. These include 96 BCF at its North Lansing facility in Harrison County, Texas, 59.2 BCF at Bear Creek in Bienville Parish, Louisiana, and 4 facilities nearer the coast, 11 BCF at North Dayton in Liberty County, Texas, 99.4 BCF at West Clear Lake in Harris County, Texas, 1.4 BCF at Stratton Ridge in Brazoria County, Texas, and 27.8 BCF at Markham in Matagorda County, Texas. In December, Kinder Morgan received FERC approval for its NGPL Gulf Coast storage expansion. The Brownfield project, targeted for completion in Q2 27, is unusual in that, rather than establishing storage space in a new salt cavern or a depleted reservoir, it calls for installing new compression at an existing NGPL compressor station and nearly 6 miles of 30-inch diameter loop line, which connects the North Lansing depleted reservoir storage facility to an NGPL mainline. In essence, the project will enable the NGPL system to convert 10 BCF of cushion gas to working gas inventory at the North Lansing storage site, and to increase the certificated peak day withdrawal level from 1.24 BCF per day to 1.42 BCF per day. Cushion gas capacity, aka base gas capacity, is the volume of natural gas that remains in a storage facility to maintain adequate pressure, while working gas capacity is the volume of gas that can be injected and withdrawn for commercial purposes. Another large midstreamer with assets in our focus area is One Oak, which became a significant player in Gulf Coast gas storage when it acquired EnLink Midstream in January 2025. EnLink owned, and One Oak now owns, the 2 BCF Jefferson Island Storage Hub, JISH, Magenta Star in Figure 3 below, in southern Louisiana's Iberia and Vermilion parishes, as well two others to the east, Pink Stars, the 8 BCF Napoleonville storage facility in Assumption Parish, and the 3 BCF Sorrento facility in Ascension Parish. One Oak continues to develop a brownfield expansion at JISH that EnLink sanctioned in August 2024. The two new salt caverns, which will become operational in H2 2028 and early 2029, will increase JISH's working capacity to about 11 BCF from the current 2 BCF. Then there is Inster Gas, the largest privately held gas storage company in the U.S., which owns two facilities in Alabama, two in Mississippi, one in Texas, and one in New Mexico. The Texas site, relevant to our discussion today, is the Katy Storage and Transportation Facility in Katy. It is a depleted reservoir site with 23.5 BCF of capacity, an injection rate of up to 750 million cubic feet per day, and a withdrawal rate of up to 700 million cubic feet per day. The storage facility is connected to 14 major pipelines, including NGPL, Transco, TGP and Kinder Morgan's Texas and Tejas. Finally, it is located at the fringes of the region we have been focusing on in this series, but we should note that a large salt cavern storage project is under development just south of Baton Rouge, in White Castle, Louisiana. Phase 1 of the proposed White Castle Energy Hub would have 20 BCF of storage capacity and come online in 2028. Phase 2 would provide another 20 BCF of capacity and start up as early as 2030. The facility would connect to the Louisiana Intrastate Gas, Acadian, Southern Natural Gas and TETCO systems, and possibly to the Gulf South, Bridgeline and FGT systems, and other new pipelines being planned in the area. The project's developer concluded an open season on March 4. That concludes our review of existing and planned gas storage facilities in the general area between the Haynesville, Western Haynesville, and the LNG export facilities along the Sabine-Neches and Calcasieu waterways, plus the Katy area. We could have included other storage sites too, the storage needs of LNG export terminals, gas-fired power plants and other large gas users will surely turn to nearby storage as well. We'll continue to track this matter closely, given the massive infrastructure build-out occurring in this critically important region. Save Room was written by John Stevens, John Legend, William Adams, Will.i.am, Jessica Wilson, Buddy Bowie, and James R. Cobb. It appears as the first song on John Legend's second studio album, Once Again. The song is built on a sample of Gabor Sabo's version of the classic 4A's hit single, Stormy, written by Buddy Bowie and James R. Cobb. Bowie and Cobb would later open the Studio One recording studio in Doraville, Georgia, and put together the successful southern rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, writing most of their hit songs. As a side note, after ARS opened a show for Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, in Tulsa in the 1970s, they went to a Tulsa nightclub and jammed for a few songs with Paradise, a local band that included RBN's Rusty Brazil and Mickey McMahon. Brian Barber directed the video for Save Room. It was released as a single in August 2006 and went to number 10 on the Billboard Adult R&B chart and number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Once Again was recorded at various studios in 2005, 06 and produced by Kanye West, John Legend, Dave Tozer, Will.i.am, Raphael Sadiq, Craig Street, Eric Hudson, Devo Springsteen, and Avenue. Released in October 2006, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B Albums chart and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. John Legend, John Roger Stevens, is an American singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and actor. He began his professional career as a session pianist and background vocalist in the late 1990s. He released his debut studio album, Get Lifted, on Kanye West's Good Music label in 2004. Legend has released 10 studio albums, 6 live albums, 3 EPs and 56 singles and has sold over 7 million records worldwide. He has won an Academy Award, 3 Daytime Emmy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, a Golden Globe Award, 13 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, an American Music Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, and 2 MTV Video Music Awards. Legend has appeared on 26 television shows, 11 motion pictures, and has been a judge on the TV talent show The Voice for 9 seasons. He still records and will begin a U.S. tour in mid-March.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.